Today's shiur is Daf Tzadik Gimel, Masechta Erevin, and we're going to begin on Daf Tzadik Beis, Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Yesterday, Abaya set forth the concept. The concept he said was that a mechitza, a partition, should never work in terms of separating. The point of a partition always connects. Ask Abaya, Amalei Ravel Abaya, V'loi Metzino Mechitza Lisser, is that true that building a partition only works to make it considered more of a wall versus less of a wall? Vitmer, I'll show you that that's not true. We learned Sicha Chakabi Sadra Shiesh Le Petzimim. This is diagram 329 on page 110. If somebody made a sukkah on this kind of a enclosure, so let's analyze it. We have two walls, the wall on the right and the wall on the left, and then we have these four boards. The Gemara Masechta the Sukkah says that in order for a sukkah to be considered a kosher sukkah, you need two walls and a tefach. So you have it. So this is a good sukkah. Vila Hishba Petzimel, if you would take and add more boards to end up looking like diagram 330, so now you only have two walls and psula, the sukkah is possible. So here we see that adding walls works counterproductive. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, lididi, according to me, even diagram 330 is a kosher sukkah. As we're going to learn tomorrow, because Abaye holds that in this situation we say, pitikri yari desoysim. The walls come down, the edge of the roof comes down, and you have an enclosure. Lididach, according to you that you hold that we don't say pitikra in such a situation, I'm still correct in saying that walls could only be positive, not negative. But over here, what are the walls doing? By turning diagram 329 into 330, what I've really done is, I've done siluk mechitzas. I haven't created a new wall. I've undone or I've destroyed the existing petzimim. And that's why it's not good. It's not that I made a wall, it's that I undid the existing wall. And that's why it's not a kasha. Amalei Rabbi Chanan Labayu. Again, V'loi Metzina Mechitza L'Isser. Are you correct in saying that a mechitza can never cause more problems than it makes? V'tanya. We learned in a braisa. Bayi Shechetzi Mekura V'chetzi Eina Mekura. If you have a house that the roof only goes halfway in the room, so everybody says P'tikri Yared V'saisim. And Taisa says that even according to the man the Omrim, Shmuel, who is more machmer regarding Pitikri Yar Desaisim, and he says that in order to be able to say Pitikri Yar Desaisim, again, something we'll learn, you need to have four walls. That's regarding Hilchas Shabbos. But regarding Hilchas Klayim, when you have three walls, Pitikri will work. So you have three walls and this and a ceiling, and the fourth wall doesn't exist. So we say Pitikri Yar Desaisim, there's a halachic wall, and even if you have right on one side of where the roof ends, where the ceiling ends, grape trees, right on the other side you could plant other things, because the halacha says there's a wall separating the two sides. That's when you have a ceiling that's broken in the middle. Vilu hishvus kriyof. Let's say you went and you made a whole roof, a whole ceiling to that room. So now you don't have Pitikri Yari V'saisim. Osir. The halacha would be that in order to plant on the other side of the grape trees or the vineyard, you would need to have Dalet Amos. And according to some Rishonim, even Dalet Amos wouldn't work. The halacha would be that you could not plant in that room at all. So you see that by building a partition, by extending the ceiling, I made it worse. Answers the Gemara. Hasam Siluk Mechitzasu. It's not that you created a mechitza. You destroyed the mechitza, because by extending the ceiling, you undid the pitikri yari desaisim. And that's what causes the iser to plant on the two sides. Now, there's a very interesting point the Chazon Ish makes. Here we see that the din of klayim isn't only relevant outdoors, it could even be indoors. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that klayim is relevant indoors, but that doesn't mean all other mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz are relevant to things that grow indoors, midaraisa, like Shemitah or Truma, they may not necessarily be relevant indoors. There's another point that the Rishonim make, and it really follows with the Tosfos that we quoted earlier. Usually, what does Pitikur Yorid V'Soisim accomplish? Pitikur Yorid V'Soisim accomplishes that the thing that's within the imaginary wall is considered enclosed. What's on the other side isn't affected. Here, Pitikur Yorid V'Soisim affects both sides of the imaginary wall. Because here we're saying that on one side of the wall, you could plant grapes, and on the other side of the Pitikur Yorid V'Soisim, you could plant something else. So it's a different type of Pitikur Yorid V'Soisim than normally, which follows what Tosfos says, that according to Shmuel, normally you need to have four walls to say Pitikur Yorid V'Soisim, and here three walls are enough. Continues the Gemara. Shalachai Rav Labai Birad Rav Shmaya Bazeira. V'loi Metzina Mechitza L'Isser. Again, have we not found the concept that a Mechitza could do more Isser than Heter? V'tanya. Sometimes having a wall around a vineyard could cause a leniency, and sometimes it could cause a stringency. Ketzat, the Braisa says, Kerem hanatua ad ikim mechitza. If you have a vineyard planted until the wall, the halacha is zareim ikim mechitza ve'elach. On the other side of the wall, you could plant whatever you want. Shilu ein sham mechitza. If had there not been a wall, as we said a moment ago, marchik dalat amos v'zareya, you always have to leave a space of dalat amos between the different growths. V'zel mechitzas akarim l'hakel. So here a partition makes a leniency. As long as you have a partition, you can plant on the two sides of the wall. Ula hachmer, but a partition could also make a chumra. Ketzad. What we're going to do is, I'm just going to read this quickly because the Gemara is going to speak about the case in a moment again, a little more in depth, and then we'll explain it. Hay meshuch mekaisel yud alef ama. If your vineyard is up to 11 amos away from the wall, the loch is lo yovi zer l'sham. You can't bring a different type of growth. Shil molei ein mechitza. Had there been no wall, so as we said a moment ago, as long as there's mecher dalet amos v'zareya, as long as you have 4 amos in between the different growths, that's enough. Here, because there's a wall, you need 12 amos. V'zu mechitza zakarim l'hachmen. Here, a wall makes a chumra. Omelech. So again, so you see that a wall makes chumra versus kula. Omer lach ulatameich. This concept that you're trying to show that a wall by kerem makes a chumra, oisim masnisin. We could ask the question from a mishnah. The Tanan. The mishnah says masechta klein. Karachas akerem. Karachas akerem is diagram 331. That you have a vineyard. The definition of the word karachas is a bald spot. You have an empty space in the middle of the kerem. In order to be able to bring a new type of growth in the middle of this kerem, Beis Shammai says that you have to have 24 amos between the two sides, or Beis Hillel Aimrim Tezayin Amos. According to Beis Hillel, 16 amos enough. So let's understand why, according to Beis Hillel, you need 16 amos. The halacha is that the kerem needs 4 amos where you can get with your oxen and with your plow to work on it, as is shown. So you already need 4 plus 4 amos. There's 8 amos. According to Beis Hillel, the minimum size of any field is also 4 amos. So if I'm going to plant a new field in the middle, I have to give half to one side and another half to the other side. So I need 4 plus 4 is 8. So if I have 4 on the two sides for the Avodas HaKerem, plus 8 in the middle is 16. According to Beis Shammai, that's how they get to 16. According to Beis Shammai, that's where most Rishonim learn. The minimum size of a field is 8 amma. So I need a total of 16 for the two fields in the middle. 16 plus 4 plus 4 is 24. That's a karachas akerem. Machal akerem. A machal akerem is diagram 332. Here I have a wall on one side. Beis Shammai oimrim. Again, let's figure it out. We have here the wall. You need to leave 4 amos between the wall and your new growth, because if you get too close to the wall, you may ruin the wall. Then you need 4 amos for the new field, according to Beis Hillel. There's another 4. And then you need 4 amos between the vineyard and the new field, where you could put your axe and your plow. 4 plus 4 plus 4 equals 12. Beis Hillel. Beshamai says that the minimum size of a field is 8. So you're going to have 4 plus 8 plus 4 is 16. And the Gemara explains what we just said. Eizah karach zakarim. What's the definition of a karach zakarim? Karach shechar b'mtiyosoy, when the middle is empty. Im ain sham tezayin amma. If you don't have 16 ammas in the middle, lo yavi zer l'sham. According to basically, you can't plant something else. Hayisham tezayin amma, but you have a space of 16 ammas. Nice loy kedei avidosoy. You have to leave 4 ammas where you can get your axe in him. V'zorei samos and plant the middle. Eizim machal akarim. What's the definition of machal akarim? Ben akarim l'gedar, where you have between the vineyard and the wall. She'im ain't sham yud beis amma. According to Beis Hillel, if you don't have 12 amma, lo yavi zer l'sham, you're not allowed to bring any other type of growth. Hayisham yud beis amma, but if you have 12 amma, nois leke David asoy, you have to give the room for the oxen to go. V'zorei samosa. So you see that building the wall makes you need to have 12 amma. If you wouldn't have the wall, you would have less. Answer the Gemara. So again, how do you say the walls make coolest? Here we see that the wall makes a chumra. Answer the Gemara. Hasam lav hanatama. There, the reasoning is different. El, the kol dal ams lagabe karim, just it's a physical fact that you always need 4 amas next to the vineyard for avoidance of karim, to be able to work on the vineyard. And you need lagabe karim, and you need next to the wall, kivin dalayin is darin, afguri mafgalahu, that it's next to the wall, you have to leave it fallow, not to ruin the wall. The baini, now the area between these two 4 amas, the 4 amas that I need to avoid the sakarim, and the 4 amas that I need next to the wall. If ikadal chshiv, ikadal, if I have 4 amas left, chshivim, it's considered a substantial place, and I can bring, according to Beis Hillel, a new growth there. There's nothing to do with the mechitzas. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. But before we say this Gemara, we have to remember a Gemara that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Tezayin. The Gemara speaks about such a situation. You have people traveling on Friday afternoon, and they get stuck in the field, they get stuck on the road, and they don't want to be limited to being only able to carry Dalet Amos. But they don't have the ability, they don't have the time, they don't have the resources to build full-fledged walls. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. So they build weak mechitzas, which is shown actually in diagram 333. They only have vertical poles, no horizontal poles. So we learned in the Gemara that the halacha is like this. If it's one person, we give him, or two people, we give him a maximum of a base for sayin, two saw, as a maximum amount of area. If they are three people, then noislam kol tzarchin, we give them as much room as they need. If they need more than six saw in total, they'll get more. So now says the Gemara, gimel kafifos zeh b'tzad zeh. We have these three kafifos, one next to each other. V'shnayim hachitzonim u'gufofim. The two outer ones are considered enclosed. V'mtzoy enim u'gufof. But the middle one is not considered enclosed. It's completely open to the two side ones. V'yachit b'zeh. And you have in each one of them one individual. Says the Gemara, since the middle one is totally open to the two side ones, this has the din of nasin kishayora. It has the status of a shayora, which we said that when it has the status of a shayora, they're not limited to a base sayim for noslan katzarchan. They get as much room as they need. So there's a few comments that we have to make. First of all, the Chazon Ish tells us, what would be the halacha if it didn't look like an H? It looked like a box. What would be the halacha? So the Chazon Ish says, if it looked like a box, then it's considered one area, and if you have three people, no slim kol tzarchan. The issue here is because it looks like an H. Now, Tosfos says, let's compare this to a Gemara we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned the Gemara that let's say you had nine people in the right hand larger area and one person in the smaller area, it would be considered like you have a minion. Why? Because we say that the smaller person is auxiliary, the smaller area is auxiliary to the bigger area, and it's considered like they're all in the bigger area. In this Gemara, Taisa says, and Rashi says it, and all the Rishonim say, the Lamdas works just the opposite. Because the bottom area is open to the to the middle area is open to the side areas, we say that since they have such easy access to it, we don't say that the middle is going to the side, we'll say the side goes to the middle. And the Minchas Yitzchak uses this for a very interesting Shaila Halok L'maisa. He says, let's say you have a shul, and you have two chiyuvim, two people that want to daven for the Amid, and you only have nine people on the two sides, you have two side rooms, and they each need another person for minyan. You have 19 people. So I have one person standing in the middle. Could this one person serve as the center for both? Minchas Yitzchak says, since we're saying by minyan it doesn't work that the two sides go to the middle, we say that the middle goes to the sides, but you can't be in two sides at the same time, so there it would not work, and you cannot make two minyanim that way. Now Rashi says that in order for this to work, you have to have an Erev between these three areas. If you're not going to have an Erev Chatzeres between these three areas, then it's nothing to talk about. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that you don't have to have an Erev. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like Rashi. Now Rashi speaks about another Shaila. What's going to be the Halacha? We're saying that since they're all connected, it's considered like a Shiyara, a Noislam Kol Tzarchan. So Rashi says, when we say Noislam Kol Tzarchan, means only for the person in the middle. Since both of the sides are going to the middle, so the middle area is considered the Shiyara, and that's where we give Kol Tzarchan. The side areas, we don't give Kol Tzarchan. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that's viewed as one area, and the whole area we give called Tzarchai. Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, we should paskin like Rashi, but by the Eved, we could paskin like the Rashba, that we could make the whole area called Tzarchai. Now we have a different situation. Vadai Emtsoi Megufaf. Here we have diagram 334, where the middle area is open, V'shnaim hachitsoinim Einem Megufaf Ofim. And the two side areas are the ones that are exposed. There's only one individual in each one of these. Since it's the sides that are open to the middle, but not the middle to the sides, so they're considered separate, and they're considered separate, so each one only gets two beisa. Now ask the Gemara. Iboiluhu. Eche bezeh, veche bezeh. There are two individual on the side ones. But the middle one has two people. Mau, how do I look at this area? Again, it's diagram 334, but instead of having 1-1-1, we have 1-2-1. So I say the people in the middle have to get out. Ila hachinafki, and they have a right to go to the side areas, because the side areas, as we explained both in yesterday's shir and today's shir, is auxiliary to the middle area. So if they go to the right, Tlosa have it, you'll have 2 plus 1. Vila Hachinafka, or if they go to the left, Tlosa have it, we'll have 3. Oidilma, I could say, Chad Lahachinafka, one of the middle people will go to the right side, Vachad Lahachinafka, and one will go to the left side, and you never have 3 in one area. Vim Tim Tzloimer, and if you'll Taka say that, Chad Lahachinafka, Vachad Lahachinafka, the one will go to each side, Shnaim bezeh, the shnaim bezeh v'echbim tzoy. What's going to have you have just the opposite situation? You have two people in the right, one in the middle, and two in the left. Now, hochavada, here I'll say, the one in the middle has to go somewhere. Ila hochinafka, if he goes to the right, now we have 3. Vil hochinafka, if he goes to the left, tlos av, we have 3. Oidum aim lahochinafka, v'aim lahochinafka. He won't go to both sides, and therefore I'm left with nothing. The Hilchasa, what is the halacha? Bayon Lakula, we make in all these cases, that in both of the two cases that we just mentioned, whether you have 2-1-2 or 1-2-1, we could always consider the Shiora, and we give them the entire area. Now, the Mechachmas Adam makes a very interesting observation. He says, why does the Gemara have to tell us that we go Lakula? Of course we go Lakula. We're dealing with a Drabonon, and Safik Drabonon Lakula. So the Chachmas says that from here we see that just because the Gemara has a Shaila with a Drabonon doesn't mean that we always go Lekula. And I saw a very nice pshat. When we say Sofik Drabonon Lekula, what does that mean? That we have a Shaila, something happened, and now the Rav has to paskin. So he has to follow certain rules. So we have a rule. If it's Sofik Drabonon, we go Lekula. If it's Suffolk Deraisa, we go to Chumrah. Here we're talking before we had a Shaila. So just because it's Rabbanon, we don't go automatically Lekula. Maybe you should go Lechumrah. That's what the Gemara has to tell us, that even though that here we could go Lekula, even Lechatchila. Others say another pshat is that there's a cloud from the Rambam, that wherever the Gemara says that Imtim Tzaloimer, we should go Lechumrah. That's why the Gemara had a Pasuk in Lekula. Amr Rav Chisda, says the Gemara, if you have such a situation, Gidat Chamisha or Mechitza Chamisha, you have a wall, but it's not a straight wall. It's a wall that the bottom is gidud, means one area is higher than the other, and then you have a wall of five. So is it considered that you have a partition of ten? In other words, in looking at diagram 335, will it be considered that the houses on the other side of this wall are separated from the Rishus HaRabim? Says Rav Chisda, Eim Etzdarfim, it's not considered you have a wall of ten. Actually, Oik Kul Begidud, Oik Kul Mechitza. It has to be or a wall or a mountain. It can't combine. Now, there's a big machlokes rishonim. When Rav Chisda says this thing, is he saying it midrabbanon or he says it midaraisa? The Rashba and Ritva say that this is only a din midrabbanon. Why? So they say one of two reasons. Look at this situation, says the Rashba. We started that the area is five amas above the other area. Now the people in the upper area build a wall of five amas. If we're going to say that this is not considered a Rishus HaYachid, they're going to come to make an error that you don't have to have a wall of 10 amas to be a partition. That a wall of 5 amas is enough for a partition. Because they say that all you had to build was a partition of 5 amas, it's enough. That's why Chazal were machmer, according to Rav Chisda. Another pshat is that the person standing in the upper area, how much of a wall does he see? He only sees a wall of 5 amas. And again, he could come to make a mistake that a wall of five amas is enough. That's how the Rashba and Ritva learn. Tosfos learns that according to Rav Chisda, this situation is midaraisa, not a good wall. And therefore, because you can't combine a gidur and a mechitza, and according to Rav Chisda, you don't have even midaraisa wall. May say. Ask the Gemara. Shnei chatzeros, if you have two chatzeros. Diagram 336. Zula malamizu, one is higher than the other. Vel yayna gavoyim metachtoina asarot fachim. I meant 10 tefachim, I might have said 10 anamis. And one is higher than the other 10 tefachim. Oy shiesh by gidat chamisha mechitz chamisha. Or if you have a situation, as the diagram shows, that you have a combination of gidut and mechitza, the halach is ma'avim shnayim vei ma'avim echad. It's considered two distinct areas, and they have to make separate areas. They can't make an area of the two chatzeres together. Pachs mikan. However, if it's lower than that, then the halacha is ma'avin echad ve'im ma'avin shnayim. They have to make, since it's not considered a partition, it's considered one area, and they have to make one area. But what do we see here? The Braisa clearly tells us that it's considered a partition when you have a combination of gidat chamisha and mechitza chamisha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Moider Rav Chisda betachtoina. Rav Chisda says that this braisa, when it says it's considered a wall, it's talking about the person in the lower mechitza. For him, Rav Chisda will agree, Hoyel v'roya pnei asara, since he sees a wall or a partition, Ben said, of ten tefachim, that it's considered a mechitza. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Ihachi, if that's the case for him, it's certainly considered a partition. Ta'erev shnayim v'loy ta'erev echad. He should have to make two separate and not one. El yoyna, and on the other hand, the one in the higher mechitz, in the higher elevation, loy ta'erev, loy echad v'loy shnayim. He should not be allowed to make either one or two. Why? One erev he can't make, because from the lower partition, there's 10 mechitz. There's a mechitz of 10. Two Erev, and he can't make two Erev. Let's figure it out again. One Erev he can make, because from the people on the bottom there's a mechitz of 10. On the other hand, two he can't make, because you don't have the right area. Why does the Braisa say different? Om Rav Bar Ula, we're talking about such a situation. Kigoyin Shoysa El Yoyin Mugufefes Arasar Amis. The situation is diagram 337. We have to analyze this picture. In diagram 337, it's like this. For the people on the lower mechitza, we have 10. They see 10. The people in the upper mechitza, they have also a wall of 10, as the picture shows us. We have a wall of 10 tefachim, but it's open. They left an opening. And we've learned many times that when you have a legal wall, 10 tefachim tall, but it has an opening, the halacha is you have an option. You can make one, or you can make two. That's what the Braisa says, they can make one or two. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, let's continue learning Braisa. If it's less, the halacha is, ma'avim echad, ve'im ma'avim shnayim. They have to make one, and they don't make two. Ask the Gemara, why? If it's diagram 337, ibaya, chat tariff, ibaya trade tariff. Since it's diagram 337, even if it's less than 10, we still have, because of the gidud, a partition of 10 tefachim. So they should still have the option. Why did Bryson not give us the option? Amar Rava Breid Rava, the safe is talking in such a situation. It's talking in a case, kigoyin should nifritza hatachtoina b'mloyel el yoyna. The walls that extend, only extend, we had this case many times, only extend for the upper mechitzer and not for the lower mechitzer. So for the lower chatzer. So let's analyze this picture. For the people in the lower mechitzer, they don't have 10. Right? Because the combination of the gidded and the wall doesn't have 10. So they must make one Erev. The people in the higher mechitzer, in the higher chatzer, they have 10.
And the gidded doesn't count?
The gidded that doesn't the gidah does count, but not for them, because the gidah doesn't come onto the echatzer. The gidah is only on the sides, which is past the echatzer, because here you have the walls of the echatzer on the right and the left. The gidah is already past where the echatzer goes. Enter the Gemara. It's completely open for its area to the upper one. So I understand why the bottom one could only make one Erev. Two Erev it can't make because it doesn't have a decent partition. But however, the upper Chatzah, it should have the option. Why? Because from one hand it has walls, the walls on the side that separates it. On the other hand, it has the area between the walls, which is a Pesach. Yet what did the Braisa say? The Braisa says in the Sefer that they must make one Erev. Why must they make one Erev? For the Elyona it should have an option. It could rely on the walls on the side to separate it, or can rely on the middle that could be open. Why are we not giving it an option? Answers the Gemara and Achanami. You're right. The people in the higher chatzar have a right to choose. They can look at it as a wall, or they, if they look at the sides, they can look at it as an opening if they look at the middle. V'chi tani. Either Bryce says that they don't have an option. The Bryce says, m'pachs mikan after if it's less, ma'arvin echod, ve'ei ma'arvin shnaim, they must make one Erev, not two Erev. It's referring from the perspective of the bottom one. Ask Tosfos, if we're separating and we're saying that the Braisa isn't talking to both Chatzeris, so when we ask the Kasha from the Reisha, we should have said the same Teretz. That we're only talking from the perspective of one, not from the other, and we wouldn't have a Kasha. So Tosfos said that the Gemara did not want to say this Teretz at the beginning, because the Gemara in the beginning thought that the Braisa is talking to both, and teaching us that the both have the same din. At the end, the Gemara says that's not that way. Dorish Mareima, however, Mareima says that the halacha is not like a chizda. And he says, Gidat Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitztarfim. That if you have an area, going back to diagram 335, it's a combination of two different types of partition, they do combine. Ashkechei Ravina of Achabre de Rava, and he asked him, he met him, and he asked him, Amalei Tonimar Midib Mechitza, did you learn anything regarding Hilchus of Mechitza, Hilchus of partition? Omle loy. He said no. But says the Gemara, Hilchus of the Halacha is Gidat Chamisha or Mechitza Chamisha Mitztarfim. They do combine. However, and that's the Halacha as it says in Shulchan Aruch, but there are 2 points that we have to make. The Mishnah Berurah says, Here we're saying that, as we look at diagram 335, that the mound on the bottom and the wall on top could combine. But let's say we'll have a situation where the wall on top is not like diagram 335. It's not exactly on top of the mound. It's somewhat distant. Will it still combine? Until when could it combine? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it has to be within three tefachim. The Chazon Ish is Mekel. It says it could be up to four tefachim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a different shayla. He asks the shayla in the Bir Halacha. We're saying the five and five combine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't have to be five and five. It could be six and four. But he says, what's going to be the Halacha if it's not six and four and seven and three? It'll be 8 and 2. Will 8 and 2 also combine? So because at the end of the day, I have a total of 10. On the other hand, well, if I look at each area individually, I have one area that's only 2 tefachim. And we know in halacha, as we've learned many times with Sechta Erevin, an area that's less than 3 tefachim is insignificant. So perhaps, says the Bi'ar Halacha, that even though the Gemara is paskening that I combine two areas, I only can combine two areas if at least each one is at least three tefachim. Says the Gemara. Boy Rav Oshia, diurn haboim b'shabbos mashi yasra. We had a home. All the neighbors combined, they contributed to the Erev. Now new people moved in on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Amar Rav Chisda, toshma. Let's bring a right from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, chotzer shenifritzel rishus harabim. If a chotzer opens up to Rishus HaRabim, this is diagram 339, says the Mishnah, chotzer gedol shenifritzel, it's not this Mishnah, I'm sorry. This is the picture that we learned. Chotzer gedol shenifritzel l'ktano, this is something we learned yesterday. This is diagram 325. Chotzer gedol shenifritzel l'ktano, the halacha is gedol mutaris v'ktano sura. The small one is usur because it doesn't have the necessary partitions. The big one is mutter because it still has the necessary partitions. The Gemara is learning that when did this breach happen? The breach happened nifritza. We touched yesterday breach. Nifritza means the breached. So the Gemara is learning that it breached when? On Shabbos. And we're seeing that even though before Shabbos the small chotzer was totally enclosed and was mutter to carry in, since it got breached on Shabbos, it changes the status. So we see that what happens in Shabbos, we don't say hoyel v'hutra hutra. Since it was mutter before Shabbos, it remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. We have to look at what happened on Shabbos. Amalei Amar Rava. So Rava says, Eimo miboy joim nifritzon. Perhaps the story of the Mishnah is that this breach happened from Erev Shabbos. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya told him, Loi teimamar emer, don't say, perhaps, it broke from Erev Shabbos, that's the way to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, but learn Pshat in the Mishnah, El Vadai, Biboy Joim Nifritza, that the Mishnah is talking in a case where it opened up on Shabbos. The Mahu, the Omar, you're the one that taught us, Boim Nei Rav Huna, or Boim Nei Rav Yehuda, the question was asked from Rav Huna and from Yehuda, Ere Dercha Pesach. If somebody made an error between two chatzeres because there's a door, there's an opening between the two chatzeres, and there on Shabbos the nistam pesach, the door gets closed up, or erev derech haloyim, an error was made between two chatzeres because there's a window between the two of them, the nistam haloyim, and then on Shabbos that window gets closed up. Mahu, what's the halacha? Vamali, and you paskin Shabbos kivin shotru hutra. Since it was mutter at Shabbos began because it was a kosher erev, even though now during Shabbos the situation changes, doesn't change the halacha. Here too, the Mishnah, we must say, is talking about a case that this broke before Shabbos. Because had it been enclosed before Shabbos and was mutter to carry the small area in the small chotzer, it would remain that way for the rest of Shabbos. Now there's a very interesting machloikus, Rashi and Rambam. Because what we're learning now is, and we're going to continue learning about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, the concept of kivin shotra hutra. Do we say if something is mutter, it remains mutter or not? Now, what would that be relevant to? Let's think it through. You have two chatzeres next to each other. The Gemara that we just learned. You have two chatzeres next to each other. They had an opening between them. Because they had an opening between them, the two chatzeres made an Erev. And now that opening gets closed up on Shabbos. So Rashi says, so what is that closer? How does that closing relevant to us? What does it affect? It could affect two situations. Could you continue carrying in each chatzar individually? And can you carry from one to the other? So Rashi learns very much Lakula. And Rashi said the entire discussion of the Gemara is only regarding carrying one from the other. Everybody, Rashi says, will agree that you can continue carrying in each individual chatzar. The issue is only, can I carry over the wall from one to the next? The Rambam disagrees with Rashi. And the Rambam says that if I don't say Kivan Shehotra Hutra, which as we will learn, we don't say Kivan Shehotra Hutra, says the Rambam that the Shail is not only regarding carrying from one to the other. If I say that the Erev is now disqualified, you will not even be allowed to carry in each Chatzar individually.